Johanna Murray is the Extension Coordinator of the Peace Country Beef and Forage Association. She joins us on the line for the Ag Show. Johanna, thank you very much for joining us. The Peace Country Beef and Forage Association is putting on a grazing school on the 15th of March in Eureka River. How's final preparations going?
Really good, actually. It's been a really neat process because we've been able to work with the Alberta Woodlot Extension Society and Cows and Fish to put this together. So it's been really neat. We've got lots of expertise coming on, and it's kind of a neat topic that we don't get to talk about very often. So
I was going to ask here, Johanna, is this the first of its kind being offered?
For quite a while, anyway. It's the first one I think we've put on, especially since I've come on to PCBFA, so that's kind of nice. It's one of those that we have lots of grazing principles and pasture management, and while they're applicable broadly to forested pasture, you usually see them applied on tame pasture and native rangeland. So we were like, well, let's talk about how you actually apply them in the forest, because that's what a lot of our leased land, a lot of our community pasture is up here.
Yeah, that's actually my next question here, Johanna, is what is being discussed during class time?
Well, we'll be chatting about the grazing principles. We've got four principles of range management, which I think most people who graze livestock will be fairly familiar with. But we'll be talking about how you apply those in a forest setting. Because cows and fish is involved, we'll be able to talk a little bit about riparian areas and that sort of stuff and pasture management. We've also got the Nate Center for Boreal Research is going to come and talk to us about native plants and some plant ID and sort of what the forage value is out there in the bush. And we'll also be talking a little bit about grazing and forestry on public and private land with Alberta Woodlot Extension Society and a couple of experts from both Alberta forestry and some industry people. So,
is there like a goal of this school? Because as we just mentioned, it's the first time in quite a while that a school like this is taking part.
Really, the goal is just to be able to have a discussion about forested pasture. And a big goal for me, because I'm running extension events, is to kind of gauge what sort of information people want to know. If they want to know a bunch more about native plants and stuff, well, then we can start tailoring our extension more towards that. If they want to know more about grazing up in the north, then we can tailor our extension more towards that. And just kind of gauge some interest and see what people want to know. So we'll be a bit broad this first one, and then maybe we can get into some discussions in the afternoon and do some more targeted schools going forward.
You're working with Nate, you're working with AWES, you're working with Cows and Fish on this project and on this grazing school. How has it been working with the parties involved to get this ready?
Honestly, it's been really good. Cows and Fish does a lot of work, but they're, because of their funding limitations, they have to be invited places to speak, so they were more than happy to cooperate, and Oz is doing lots of neat stuff, so they were interested, of course, to get into some of this land management, woodlot management with cattle farmers, because that's an audience they don't get to talk to very often. And Nate was kind of an interesting one, because we actually had a summer staff member move to Nate. So then she was like, hey, we have all of these experts. I can connect you. So that gave us a bit of an in, but it's been really cool to have a bit of a chat with all of those folks and just see what Nate is doing in that Center for Boreal Research, because we hadn't had the opportunity to collaborate before, so that's really cool.
The visual aspect of the grazing school, please correct me if I'm wrong here, Johanna, is that one of the main reasons why Eureka River was chosen as the site for this?
Yes. Especially because we've got lots of bush pasture up there, lots of trees. So initially we were hoping to run this in the fall, but with the fall we had, everybody was out running combines the week we wanted to have it. So we stayed with the location, but moved it to a spring school instead. And Like I say, if we get lots of interest in like the plant ID and the management side of things, we're hoping we can maybe run a pasture walk or two in the summer to chat more about, do some field ID and that sort of stuff.
The grazing school is happening March the 15th at the Eureka River Hall. How much are you looking forward to this, Joanna?
I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's going to be really neat.
Joanna Murray is the Extension Coordinator of the Peace Country Beef and Forage Association. Joanna, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me on.